From KRCB FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. Budget season starts in earnest today at the California State Capitol with the release of Governor Jerry Brown's revised spending plan. Despite the state's relatively solid financial shape, the governor is expected to once again urge financial discipline, especially given the significant political uncertainty of how actions in Washington could affect California. In his plan, Governor Brown is expected to continue the state's signature climate change fighting program, Cap and Trade, past 2020 when it's set to expire. But there's a growing body of lawmakers who want to overhaul it. And that's created some strange bedfellows. Ben Bradford has more from Sacramento.
Business groups that opposed Brown on California's new, stricter emissions limits last year, now having to meet them, are with him on cap and trade. Companies can buy and sell state credits that allow their emissions or invest in projects to offset them. Eloy Garcia of the Western States Petroleum Association says it creates a market and flexibility for businesses that new regulations don't.
Do you want a higher or lower price on gasoline, diesel, electricity, natural gas? There's a direct translation, and it's unavoidable.
Some environmental groups, such as the Natural Resources Defense Council, agree. But groups particularly focused on air quality in disadvantaged communities say offsets and credits create major problems, Preen Shaw of the Asian Pacific Environmental Network.
California's current cap-and-trade program has loopholes that essentially allow for the export of climate benefits out of our state.
And this view has recently won over some key state lawmakers. Senate Democrats are pushing to overhaul the program by removing some leeway for businesses and creating a more concrete price on each ton of carbon they emit. The lawmakers, Brown, and these different constituencies will likely have to coalesce around a single plan since they're looking to reach two-thirds majorities in the legislature to pass it. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.
The governor is also expected to soon begin negotiating with Democratic legislative leaders who will look for targeted ways to help parents with child care and who have students attending college. The legislature's constitutional budget deadline is June 15th. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.